Hi folks, I just wanted to give you a brief bit of information about writing your extended definition or your technical definition. Please make sure that you read the entire description of what you need to write. You need to write an extended definition for a layperson and also for a first-year student. You'll need to think about the differences between those two different audiences. In addition, you'll need to write a summary as far as how those two definitions that you wrote differ from one another. In addition, you will need to use an outside resource by saying that I do not want direct quotes. That means if you use an outside resource, if you use a reference, please don't use a wiki page. Make sure that you put that information in your own words. Do not copy and paste something from a website and place it into your definition. If you do, I'll be able to find out if you have. So please don't do that. You need to make sure that you put the definition in your own words. In addition, you'll need to cite the source of the reference that you're using, whether it's something that you found online, if you found it in a journal, what have you, a textbook. Make sure that you cite the source and you also provide a reference page citing the source. Citing a source is not just giving me a URL. You'll need to give me the title of the document or the title of the web page that you went to. You'll also need to include the retrieval date. You'll also need to include the author's first and last name. If you're not sure on how to properly cite a reference, please make sure that you look at the UMUC library. You'll find all sorts of references on how to properly cite. We're going to use APA unless you use MLA in your current workplace. I'm entrusting you to make sure that you look up the proper way to cite the sources for your definition. So again, you need to write a definition for a layperson, a definition for a first-year student. You need to make sure that you use extended definitions. That is, you need to use certain techniques. You need to write a summary explaining the techniques that you use and how the definitions differ. You'll also see how to organize the information, and you can use headers or headings if you'd like to organize that information. Take care.